speaks volumes. The Braisa says that if a person learns the most minute amount of Torah from somebody, that one is obligated to give that person enormous respect. That if you learn even one letter from somebody, let alone a halacha, a pasuk, an entire chapter, then we're obligated to give that person a measure of respect, and a great measure of respect. And we learned this from David HaMelech. That David learned two things from Achitophel, and Kirao Rabo Alufo Miudo, and he called him by all of these honorifics, etc. The Braisa goes on from there, and you know, this is a very very critical Braisa, because the real point here is that, you know, you might think to yourself, okay, like, you know, this person taught me, you know, one isolated lesson. I heard one shiur from this person, or even less than that. So, you know, I don't really have much of a relationship with them. And the idea of having, you know, some deep sense of gratitude and some strong sense of indebtedness and the need to pay respect to this person in a very significant way may seem a little bit disproportionate, to be honest. But that in and of itself actually gives you everything you need to know about the way that Chazal thought about Torah study. That every little amount of Torah was invaluable. It was invaluable. And when you're dealing with a commodity that's invaluable, if somebody gave you a small amount of something that's invaluable, it's still invaluable. So again, just imagine, you know, any commodity that a person would consider to be beyond, you know, any normal metric of value, right? So then it wouldn't really make a difference, right, in the relative sense, if the person gave you a lot or a little of something invaluable. The point is that it is invaluable. And this has always been something that, you know, the great scholars of the Jewish people, you know, Gedolei Yisrael, have modeled, very famously, Rav Moshe Feinstein. And probably, you know, I don't want to vote on it, but certainly one of the top three collections of tshuvos from the previous century, the Igros Moshe. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, you know, in the introduction is thanking his, you know, cheder Rebbe, basically kindergarten teacher, because this person, you know, taught him the Aleph Beis, and, you know, so he took this seriously. Chayav Linuk Bo Kavod, right? Had I not learned the Aleph Beis, I wouldn't have learned to read the Chumash. I didn't learn to read the Chumash. I'm not going to understand the Mishnah. I don't understand the Mishnah. I don't understand the Gemara. And I wouldn't be here answering questions on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. And the same thing's true. My Rebbe Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, his fourth grade Mishnayos teacher was a man by the name of Rabbi Tabori, whose son was also a teacher in the yeshiva. It was a Ram in the yeshiva, blessed memory. So anyway, the father of this man taught him Mishnayos Bava Metzia in the fourth grade. When we were in yeshiva, this man was already quite elderly, but he would come to the yeshiva on Simchas Torah. Of course, he had taught Rav Lichtenstein in the United States of America, but he would come to the yeshiva on Simchas Torah, and the way that the great Rosh Yeshiva was dancing with his fourth grade Rebbe, be hard to put into words, but it was a living fulfillment of this Braisa right here, right? Chayav Linog Bo Kavod. You could say, fourth grade, what's the big deal? You know, I've moved on from there. I'm bigger than that now. But absolutely not. Because Chayav Linog Bo Kavod, and the same thing is true, by the way, of anybody. It doesn't have to be even somebody who's formerly your teacher. That's what the Braisa says. And as we know, Ezo Chacham Halomed, you know, Mikol Adam. We can all learn something from somebody. That's just, you know, the fact. That's the way that this all works. It's not, you know, in one direction. And very famously, the rabbi said, sometimes it's mi talmida yoser mikulam. Sometimes you learn more from your students than you even learn from your teachers. So the real point is that if Torah is an invaluable commodity, then it's not subject to measurement and metric. Even if a person taught somebody just one letter of Torah, they gave you something invaluable. They gave you a taste of something which is transcendent. They gave you a little piece of that which is eternal, of Dvar Hashem, which is Lanetzach, and therefore the gratitude is commensurate with that which has been delivered.